fellow citizens of the world. I am Padmini Arhant, author and presenter, PadminiArhant.com, spouse in divine mission. I welcome you all to the topic, Hegemony, Regime Change and Sanctions to Defend Offensive Actions. I share my thoughts on the response to the U.S. airstrike and world reaction. The latest demand to oust elected government and leadership in Syria pose the following questions. The United States elections result in 2016 has received protests nationwide with disappointment from various parts of the world. Does this mean the current administration and presidency of Donald J. Trump be removed and replaced with opposition choice? In this instance, there is a difference between United States and Syria. With United States, the disapproval of leadership is by the people within United States and the rest of the world. Whereas with Syria, the call for such action is made from forces whose position is illegitimate, given their involvement as sponsors of terrorism, leading to massive casualties not only in Syria, but also elsewhere, like terror attacks in Moscow, Stockholm, and Cairo. The action to dismiss governments and leadership regarded adversary by hegemony is premised on vested interests and radicalism rather than humanitarian or democratic reason. In case the latter were to be true, then United States, Britain, and others would begin with their members in alliance such as Israel, Saudi Arabia, Turkey, Bahrain, Qatar, Jordan, United Arab Emirates, whose human rights violations slight UN Security Council resolutions and world reproach. The international outcry on Israel's illegal settlement activity and Saudi Arabia's intolerance towards women driving a car and local population desire for transformation from kingdom rule in 21st century to democratic system is treated with disdain in defiance. Similarly, Bahrain's crackdown on peaceful demonstrations for democracy, Turkey's violent strategy towards Turkish citizens' stance on their government participation in promoting and proliferation of terror, Jordanians' discontent with monarchy rule with namesake parliamentary system. These are few examples that deserve attention. Why is Syria isolated despite Syrian election amid fighting war against terror sponsored by United States and alliance? Syria is one of the targets for the architects and catalysts behind the Project for New American Century, listing nations to be brought down regardless of repercussions. Having invaded Iraq under false pretext, causing immeasurable damage and irreversible loss of lives that continues until today, these agents of deaths and destruction would not relent to peaceful resolutions. Any nations expressing concern over undemocratic and violent measures like unilateral airstrikes without congressional approval in a democracy and relentless support to terror factions are in return rebuked and categorized as potential threats to hegemony. In the attempt to defend indefensible and reprehensible developments, the sponsors of terror call for sanctions against nations, urging to exercise due diligence, and their requests to contain unnecessary tensions are threatened with economic sanctions. Sanctions for hegemony is a tool to silence rational thoughts and logic, for they are considered inconvenient and hindrance to hegemonic goals. In fact, those advocating sanctions against well-meaning and constructive course ought to be sanctioned for their reckless policy, especially due to their engagement in manufacturing terror, endangering global peace and security. Sanction is a primitive measure intended to punish the population of the respective nations more than anyone that eventually hurts the source in the current global economy, with economic interdependence and trade activities having ripple effects in overall global markets performance. Restricting any nation to trade resources based on political disagreements is egregious and counterproductive. The major economy's opportunity to benefit from developing and emerging economies' requirements and potentials to supplement products and services in the competitive environment is lost from sanctions. Finally, democracy is relevant upon maintaining governance without external and extraneous influence undermining republic status. I am Padmini Arhant, author and presenter, PadminiArhant.com, spouse in divine mission. I would like to thank you all for your attention and interest. I convey my peace to all of you. I will be back with more on other topics concerning humanity and the world at large. Until then, thank you.